We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bring him in now, Ed Cedar, Brewers third base coach. Eddie, how you doing, buddy?
Great. Good afternoon. How are you guys?
Doing well, and I got to start out right away with asking you, now when the Cubs did the thing with the schedule and moved the day game to a night game, I guess my question is, what was the reaction in the club? And we know management was upset, but what was the reaction in the clubhouse?
I don't know. I would think maybe some of us just thought maybe they knew it was going to rain during the afternoon, so they just pushed it back, knowing that maybe that would be my guess.
That's fantastic. Yeah, bring your umbrella type of day in Chicago. But really, overall, it gives you a little bit extra a breather, I guess. You got an off day on Thursday. You get to carry that into Friday. You don't have to worry about, guys can go out to dinner and have a few belts if they want to and not have to worry about getting up early for a day game on Friday. So really, I guess as much as it can benefit the Cubs, it can also give you a little time, an extra time to relax, right?
Oh, yeah, it gives you like that whole, like you stated, we'll get in, we get the whole day off, spend in Chicago. Some of us will head back to Milwaukee to spend it with the families and stuff like that. And, yeah, not having to rush back. And then, you know, usually because on a day game in Chicago, like that first bus is like at 8:30, so that eliminates that. So, yeah, I'm sure guys are not minding that.
So over the weekend, you win 3 out of 4 against Washington. Let's start there. You had to leave feeling pretty successful at what you had a chance to accomplish over the weekend and knowing that, you know, you're still looking forward to that series with the Cubs because still your fate is in your own hands. But you had to feel good about the performance coming out of Los Angeles, getting 2 out of 3, and then winning 3 out of 4 against Washington. It seems like things are right on the right track right now.
Oh, yeah. You know, and playing some, two of the best teams in the National League within the three series, you know, with St. Louis mixed in there, faced some tough pitching, like you said, came away with 3 out of 4, ran into Homer Bailey, who pitched an actually okay game, but then yesterday we get the home runs to get back into it and just happened to leave a 97 and Hamilton took it out. But yeah, we're feeling good, like we're not playing any slouches, you know, coming out of that weekend series. And like you said, out in LA, did a fine job there, and hopefully we'll just keep it going and get the offense scoring some double digit runs for us.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. The offense has been able to score runs. You haven't had that giant breakout type of game where you just say, okay, we're starting to pour it on and offensively everything's firing on all cylinders. But when you go back to yesterday and Billy Hamilton on the season only hitting .250, it's not like he's lighting it up. So you didn't expect Billy Hamilton to be the guy to take a yard, did you? Because that's his fourth homer of the season or something like that, I think, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I look back at it, and someone had said that he has hit like 17 homers in his career, and like 6 or 7 have been against us. And I like the odds. Josh was throwing well, throwing 97. In fact, the pitch he hit out, I believe, was 97. So it wasn't that, you know, he didn't have his stuff. But it just happens. And then there you got to, okay, do you play no doubles with Billy? Because if he bloops one in, chances are he's going to steal second. So we were, it's tough when he's batting. But like you said, you know, not having the greatest of years, but still can do damage when he's on the bases, in the outfield. And, yeah, he's one that we gotta reckon with, which is a lot of the people in that Cincinnati Reds lineup, actually.
You bounce back and you get 2 out of 3 from Cincinnati. If you can win the next two, then, you know, all is kind of forgotten, so to speak, because, you know, it's really your memory is only the day before and what's looking ahead. Meanwhile, I don't know what the reaction would be, because you want to beat teams when they're at their best, but The Cubs lose Arrieta. Arrieta's been pitching pretty well. I mean, he's kind of turned his season around after a couple weeks after the All-Star break. He started firing on all cylinders, and then he goes down with a hamstring injury yesterday. I'm not going to say that in the locker room or in the clubhouse, I should say, you're dancing for joy, but you think, okay, it certainly brings the Cubs pitching-wise back to the pack a little bit, even after they went out and got Quintana, right?
Oh, yeah, because like you stated, after the All-Star break, I believe Arrieta was, if not pitcher of the month, was up in the running for that in August. But, yeah, he's been dominating, so tough break for the Cubs, but a good break for us, and hopefully we'll be able to take advantage of that.
When you talk about pitching, I want to go back to Hader because you said he had really his good stuff. Obviously didn't have great stuff in a back-to-back over the weekend, has the day off, and then comes in and pitches again yesterday. Is it all about matchups and feel for Craig in those decisions, do you know? Or is it just about statistically this is the particular position you want to throw him in? Because I didn't have – look, I know some people were screaming about it. It's all being hindsight as to what it is. But I didn't have a problem with Hader coming in. I thought, boy, that was a pretty smart move.
Oh, yeah, and he's been – those are the ups and downs of relief pitching. You have guys that have been – and he's been actually lights out besides his couple of hiccups as of late. But, hey, you got to see what he can do. We got to see if he can do it. And like you stated, it was after the day off. He was resting. He was throwing 97. It just happens to the best of the relievers. I can remember – Chapman, he's throwing in the hundreds, and I remember LaCroix hitting the homer to walk him off the one. So it right. just happens sometimes.
We were talking about Eric Thames a little bit earlier, and Neil Walker has been a guy that's come in and played numerous positions, batted pretty much anywhere you put him, obviously being a switch hitter. So at what point is it, because you guys are going for it. You make no mistake about it. I mean, I know Eric Thames had a tremendous start to the season, but he's struggling right now. Getting him into the lineup, is it just to try to see if he can kind of bounce back a little bit, or is it to give somebody else a breather? Because I'm thinking at this point in time, you're going with the best of everything you've got.
Oh, yeah, and then you're always, hoping that he regains that form that, like you stated, he probably led us to the start we got off to when he had that awesome April, and then you're just hoping he regains it, and maybe something will click, and then you have it, or if not, just keep I think Craig's been doing a great job mixing and matching, threw all the left-handers out in the Washington series in the one game. And, hasn't been, I can't remember when we were able to do that. Usually the Brewers, we've been right-handed dominant, besides, all of a sudden you have Prince in the lineup or, another lefty, maybe two or three, and now all of a sudden we're able to, be able to mix and match. If a starting pitcher really struggles against right-handers, we can put a bunch of right-handers in there, and vice versa. If he struggles against left-handers, we can put a bunch of left-handers in there. So, yeah, we're sitting, being able to mix and match, which is nice when you pick up the walker. So if you have that feeling it's going to be walk that day, you play him. If it's going to be Thames, you're just hoping to find that and get our offense back on track.
A 5-4 loss like that in walk-off fashion yesterday, how much of that can or does it carry over to the next day? Or are guys just anxious to go out and erase that feeling?
Probably just anxious to go out and erase that feeling. And probably a little bit more. And this team has shown the ability to do that. But, we were down 4-0 and then 4-1 and the 3-run homer by Arcia. So it wasn't, all right, let's just cash this one in, we'll get them tomorrow. We battled back, and then so it makes it a little bit more of a sting, but this team's been doing well of being able to bounce back after pretty tough losses, so I look for us to do that tonight.
Always good, Eddie, and hopefully you guys do get a couple of wins because we're really looking forward to that series down in Chicago over the weekend. I can guarantee this, this time of year, which is always cool, but when you're in the Packers press box, normally it is every station is on every Packers channel you can possibly find, but we all find ourselves at this time of year when you guys are in it paying attention to what you're doing. That's the sign as to whether or not you've got something good going on. So as long as you're a couple of games back, three games back, I'm sure this Sunday is going to be interesting in the Packers press box.
Yep, that is nice because, go Packers, of course, and but go Brewers. Maybe we'll have a doubleheader win that day.
That would be fantastic. Good stuff as always, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, sounds good.
There you go. That's Ed Cedar joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.